Good morning. I did not see it. I didn't even know it was happening. Although I did see one years ago here where it literally eclipsed and turned red above the tip of Orion's sword. That was pretty interesting. And it was strange because hardly anybody noticed. I thought that was pretty rare. But good morning to everyone. Back to Matt, KO6, Mike November.
All right, thank you. Yeah, man, that would have been cool to see. Always like that. How about NW3U, David, in Garner, North Carolina? Good morning, David.
Good morning to you and everybody else out there on the morning for NW3U here. And no, we did not see the eclipse. We did get up to look at it, but based on the weather conditions outside, I think it would have been tough to see. It's pretty cloudy out here. Everybody have a good day. We'll try to be here in the morning. 7:30 is NW3U.
All right, thank you, David. Looks like we got a couple more text check-ins. KJ4LXJ Rex, Crystal River, Florida. WB1DXN Daryl, Concord, New Hampshire. And our aeronautical net controller, N1CBM, Carlos in Hollywood, California. Let's go through those guys real quick here. Question of the day, did you see the lunar eclipse this morning? N1CBM, good morning, Carlos.
Good morning, Al. Mark, everybody else, it's 49 and totally overcast here in Atlanta. And I have a problem with the moon eclipses. They always seem to happen at night, and I'm always sleepy. So I didn't watch it last night. I wasn't going to interrupt my good night's sleep for a cold outside and watching a body cast a shadow on another body. Nope, I was sleeping. And once again, back to you, Al.
All right, thank you, Carlos. Yep, if it doesn't happen before midnight, you can count me out. Let's go to WB1DXN, Daryl, Concord, New Hampshire. Good morning, Daryl.